afternoon.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Global Authors Network Radio. We are delighted to introduce to you Phenomenally Speaking with international best-selling author Valerie Fox. Listen to conversations with awe-inspiring guests who have accomplished extraordinary things. Artists, authors, writers, playwrights, directors, entrepreneurs, coaches, and more. Listen in as they share their journey and encourage you to share yours. Learn how to live your life phenomenally speaking.
Valerie Fox, and I'm happy that you're joining me on Phenomenally Speaking. And did you know that there are over 7 billion people in our world population? And according to writer Joseph Epstein, 81% of Americans feel that they have a book in them and that they should write it. Now, that's approximately 200 million people who aspire to authorship, excluding those who want and never do, and those who do but never publish. We're still looking at millions of folks who's hungry for the literary limelight. Would you like to have more freedom, joy, and abundance in your life? Then this Blog Talk Radio show was designed for you. My next guest, Naomi Soderman, is a renowned speaker, author, and coach. She's pulling back the curtain on her own success and will give you action steps to achieve a fantastic life of freedom, joy, and abundance. But the truth is, you need more than just dreams or even hard work to succeed in today's complex society, according to Naomi. And what she's going to reveal is the result of her own experiences and success, as well as a healthy dose of divine inspiration. Naomi is passionate about helping women make the transition and achieve their dreams. She's a best-selling author of the book, Embrace the Mirror. And, Naomi, I would like to welcome you to Phenomenally Speaking. And would you tell us a little bit about yourself and why you chose? I'm sorry, would you just give us a little bit of background about yourself?
Thank you for having me, Valerie. I am so grateful and so honored to be on your show. I just love the title of the show, Phenomenal. I love having phenomenal conversations. So anyway, I'm Naomi Soderman, and my background is that I'm from Haiti. I grew up in Haiti up till I was 9 years old, and then I came into the States. I spoke zero English, and I grew up in Miami. And from there, I became a registered nurse. Had an amazing career as a nurse. I mean, I was running a surgery center, where I managed 25 anesthesiologists and 25 physicians, and I was making great money. And then I felt so empty inside, and I kept saying, is this it for me? Is this all I'm going to do for the rest of my life? And that's when my journey began.
So around about what time did you make this shift in your life?
Well, I made this shift in my life, I think 3 years after I had graduated nursing school. I was really, really young. And, you know, when we grow up, Valerie, I have to be honest with you, we are really programmed, okay? Especially me being Haitian, you become a doctor, a nurse, or a lawyer. And so naturally, I wanted to please my family because I had felt that I had disappointed them in the fact that I didn't get married right out of high school, which is a big dream for them, right? So I didn't do that route. So I thought, well, if I'm going to do the college route, I just really want everybody to be happy, to be at peace. So I became a nurse. But I think 3 years into my career, I was started to feel a little antsy about what the future holds for me. I sort of ignored it. But then I think right before my son was born, I started really feeling the pain of not doing work that I love. I started really feeling like there was something else for me and that I needed to stop and I needed to take a look at it and I needed to figure out what is this thing, what is this deeper thing that I need to do so that I can have more joy in my life, so I can have more freedom in my life, so I can have more abundance in my life.
Well, thank you, Naomi. I mentioned in the introduction that you are a best-selling author of the book. It's entitled Embrace the Mirror. Can you tell us, why did you choose that title?
Well, I chose that title because when I took a look at my life, when I took a look at my journey, all along I had been a writer. All along I had been this person where writing made me happy. You know, in high school, I wrote all of the high school plays. I ran the newspaper. I wrote all the stories. I wrote short stories. Everything I did in my life was about writing. So when I was going through this, what I call the dark night of the soul, where you feel that nothing is right in your life, on the outside, my life looked really great, Val. I mean, I was making $250K. I have a beautiful home. I have a wonderful family. But I was really dying in the inside. And so the name Embrace the Mirror became because I needed to embrace my own mirror. I needed to look in the mirror and take a look at who I truly was without all of the programmings that my family had given me, without all of the things that society says that I'm supposed to be, supposed to do. So I had to really stop and go, who is this woman? And then I figure out who I was, and then I needed to stop and embrace that.
Well, Embrace the Mirror is a perfect title for the book, and I love the photograph you have on the cover. It is so empowering to take a look at you with the title and the book. They coincide together very, very nicely. So I want to congratulate you on writing Embrace the Mirror. And
thank you.
What year did you publish your book?
Well, I published my book last December. The book was launched, I believe, December 6th, and it was an instant hit. I think within an hour, we were starting to climb up international numbers, which was really, really exciting. It was well received by every single one. And so basically the book, you know, is in the mirror. It's a book that I wrote, and that book is there's three things that my book is really about. It's about, you know, self-discovery, awakening your spirit. And in the third section of the book, it's really a collection of my own personal stories of failures and triumph to help inspire those, because we all have failures in our lives, but out of those failures really is what leads you to success.
That's fantastic. So I noticed, your book is actually, are you an international best-selling author?
Yeah, I am a number one international best-selling author, yes.
So following your worldwide book launch, you continue to work with a roster of influential leaders to empower women across the globe. So I just wanted to point out that you're also a dynamic teacher and coach, and that you're passionate and committed to being instrumental in transforming the lives of your clients, and that you've helped hundreds of women clarify their vision and take action on the things that are important to them. So I noticed also that Embrace the Mirror, it's a step-by-step guide to help provide that instruction for women who are ready to start their own business, correct?
Yes. You know, what Embrace the Mirror is, it's a guide. It's a guide that's going to help you discover who you really are, right? You got to go through that process of self-discovery because before you can discover what's next for you. The second thing that you have to do is you have to really go deep within and awakening your spirit. You see, Val, we tend to be asking all the questions to our friends, to the outer world, but when truly all of the answers are within you, your higher self, your spirit already know all of the answers, but in order to get the answers, in order to find the courage, you've got to be willing to just slow down. You've got to be willing to just turn within and tap into your own greatness. When you tap into your greatness, that is when miracles starting happen for you.
That's great. So, Naomi, can you tell me how becoming a best-selling international number one best-selling author has changed the trajectory of your life?
Well, becoming an international best-selling author has opened a lot of doors for me. I don't think I would be on this show having this conversation with you if I was not an international best-selling author. As a matter of fact, one of the things that I had once dreamed about when I was creating my new vision for myself, you know, because I got to that point, part of that emptiness that I talk about that I had earlier and asking, is this it for me? Part of that was that I had achieved all my dreams and I had to create new dreams. So one of those new dreams was to be able to get on other people's podcasts, to be able to get interviews, to be able to speak on stage, to be able to share my message with the world. And the only way I can do that was to be able to gain that visibility through doing these things, these different platforms. And so since becoming an international best-selling author, I've been able to do that. And I remember we were talking backstage, and I told you that I'm actually booking, you know, 5 to 6 appearances a month. And that's really amazing because that wasn't the case before.
That's actually phenomenal, I would say. So also,
yeah.
I noticed that you attended Speak and Write to Make Millions, I believe that was last month in Orlando.
Yes,
and
I did.
I saw you actually on the stage as speaking about your experience. Can you tell us, how did that come about? How did you become a part of Speak and Write to Make Millions?
Speaking of Right to Make Millions, that's a great question. You know, I was working with Susie Carter for about a year and a half prior to Speak and Write. And I do interview series called Summits. I do a major one each year where I choose a topic that's really dear to my heart, and I invite a group of coaches, and I look for the best coaches and mentors because that's how I was growing. That's how I feed my my own need for growth and knowledge. And I had put together what I call the Self-Love Summit, and I met Susie Carter, was actually one of the speakers on my summit. And at the time, I was looking for a coach. And Susie became my coach. And so my involvement with Speak and Write came was I got off a coaching call with her, and she says, "Are you coming to Speak and Write?" And I was like, what's that? I've never heard of that. She's like, "I can't believe I've never told you about Speak and Write." And she invited me, and that was what began my journey and got into that community. And it's been a really tremendous part of my life this past year.
Well, that's great. Thank you for sharing that. This
yeah.
year, I had the honor of, I have not attended one, but what I've been doing is joining by live stream for the last couple of years, and it's been a phenomenal
right.
experience. And so I was had the pleasure of having my mother listen in with me this year and watch as much of the you know, the broadcast as possible. I mean, it was 3 days. It was phenomenal, and listening to everything that happens with Speak and Write to Make Millions It was such a great gift and something, just another thing that my mother and I actually could share together and talk about for years to come. So it was great seeing you on the stage as well. And you were also there with Kathy Kidd from Kidd Marketing. How did that feel?
Oh, that was really, really amazing. You know, Kathy Kidd is part of their Global Leadership Program, which I joined a year ago, and I just graduated in November. I'm so excited. And, you know, it's one of those programs where they take their top students, and, you know, you don't even know if you're going to be on the stage. So I didn't know. I actually found out almost, I think, a day or two before we had to share the stage, and it was just so exciting to, you know, to be able to be there with the woman that actually helped me launch my book, that helped me give birth to the book that's in my belly. So I have a lot of love and a lot of gratitude for Kathy Kidd and the rest of the Kidd Marketing team. So it was very great to share the stage with her and her expertise, because it just was awesome. Yeah.
Well, that's great. I am so excited for that because, as you know, Kathy Kidd is also responsible for helping me write my first book and now my second book with my mother. But one of the visions that I have is that I had written down that I wanted, there are three people I wanted to meet. One would be Oprah, then Lisa Nichols, and Kathy Kidd, and not, you know, not in any specific order. But those are the three people that I want to meet, and that my goal is I will meet them by 2019. So I wrote that goal in 2017. So that's my 2-year, and so I have their pictures on my vision board. That I intend to have that make that happen. So thank you for sharing your experience, and congratulations for being a part of that global network as well.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. Thank you. I like to continue to support the community. I love to encourage new writers to just go and write. A lot of the time I think that we're afraid of the success that's on the other side. I think we talk about fear, you know, failure so much that we don't take enough time to think about fear of success. And, you know, it's just amazing how sometimes we're just afraid of the success that's on the other side, because honestly and truly it does change your life, but it changes your life for the better.
Mm-hmm. So can you share a positive experience with us on maybe some feedback from one of your clients that you've helped after they've identified, you know, something about themselves from reading your book, Embrace the Mirror?
Well, I've got a lot of positive feedback on Embrace the Mirror. I mean, you know, you can go on my social media and find, you know, if you go on my, even my regular page social media, you'll see people talking about my book. But I know what's in my book. The principles in my book really work, because I took someone read my book and they became a client of mine. And one of the things that I'm really, really, really passionate about is not even starting a business or writing a book. It's really about finding your passion, because if you're passionate about what you're doing and you love what you're doing, there is no way you can fail. So failure will never happen to you if this is truly who you are in the world. And so one of my clients who actually read my book, and from reading my book, she became a client, and she was about to start a coaching business. And during our session, I noticed that she was not really passionate. I put all my clients through a system on how to really figure that thing out. And she went from really wanting to do something that wasn't really who she was to saying, you know, this is who I am, you know. I'm an actor. I'm a dancer. I want to win pageant. And she literally won. She just in November 17. She just won Miss Global Latina, which has totally transformed her life. She's on magazines. She's traveling the world. It's just really opened a huge door for her. So what I'm a big advocate about, all that success that she had came from the process that is in my book of awakening your spirit, going through that process of self-discovery to discover who you really are. So if you're not, if you're really not a coach and you attempt to become a coach, you'll never do a good job of helping your clients, one. You'll never be happy doing what you're doing. So it's important for you to really figure out what that thing is. And so that's those type of results that my service provide for my clients, is to get you in alignment. I have another client who really, really, really passionate about teaching, but she wasn't doing that because she's like, I don't want to be a school teacher, even though I have a degree. I need independence. We were able to work together after she read my book, took her through the same process of self-discovery, awakening her spirit, asking all of the right question to figure who that was. Well, she really, really was a teacher. And we took her love for teaching, working with preschooler to prepare them for kinder. We built a business where she now makes $10,000 a month. I mean, that's the kind of success that I'm talking about. This is why I'm so, so, so passionate about figuring out what that thing is, because once you are in alignment with it, the success will come. It's almost like the universe opens the door and say, you were meant to do this. You were created for that and therefore you cannot fail. So I love it. I love my work.
I can feel your love and passion coming through my telephone, actually, Naomi. Thank you so much for sharing that.
I love my work. I love taking my client through that process. I think the entrepreneur world, Valerie, is so crowded right now. Everyone wants to be an entrepreneur, and there's a lot of failure. Only about 5% of entrepreneurs are really, really doing well. And the ones that are doing well are the ones that are in alignment with what they're supposed to do. So when you work with me, that's the first thing that we discover. Are we on the right track? Because once you are in alignment with that, I'm telling you, all doors open. And so for me, this has been a big year. A lot of my coaches and mentors are like, Naomi, you've had such a big year. I'm like, I know. And the bigness of that year came from the fact that I embraced my own mirror. You know, I embraced the writer in me. I embraced the coach in me. I embraced the inspirational person in me. And so I'm in alignment with that. And so that brings opportunities to you, that open doors, that creates miracle from you. That's why it seems sometimes as if those people who are succeeding, they have a superpower. You too have the same superpower. And all you have to do is really to get quiet and tap into it and do the work that is necessary to do that.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Naomi. Now I'm going to, in our conversation, we talked a little bit about, you actually have a son, and I believe he's 7 years old. Can you tell us a little
yes.
bit about him?
Oh, God, I have a 7-year-old son. He is the love of my life. You know, I told my husband, I said, you know, I told you you were the love of my life. I think he was like 6 weeks old. I said, I'm sorry, I got to take that back. This is the love of my life. But he's 7. He's an amazing child. He's an actor, singer, dancer, super smart. He knows what he wants. When he was 3 years old, he had never seen television because we didn't own one. And he was playing with some toys, and he stood up and he says, Mom, you know what I'm here to do? I'm like, what are you here to do, son? He says, I'm here to sing, act, and dance. And I thought, well, you're 3. Let's have a conversation when you're 6 years old. And so this right now we're in the middle of a transition, you know, of him really pursuing more of that and allowing him to become, you know, who he truly is. And I think growing up for a lot of us, we were programmed a certain way of what we're supposed to do instead of really tapping into what it is that we do. So,
Well, that's fantastic. I took such joy in seeing you post your pictures when you were at Speak and Write in Orlando, and the pictures that you showed of him having a fantastic time there. So I know that was a special opportunity for you to share that with him as well.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. I really, when I was there, to be truthfully with you, Valerie, I couldn't believe the life that I've created for my family by just really owning who I am, by just really embracing my own mirror, by just really going through that process of awakening my spirit, by really taking a look at my failures and realizing that my failures became my success. So failure and success, they go hand in hand. And so it's just been an amazing journey.
Thank you. So now I'm going to ask you, how can my audience obtain copies of your book and reach out to you?
Well, you know, this is great that you're asking that. To get a copy of my book, all they have to do is go on Amazon and type in Embrace the Mirror, and you can order a copy of that book. Of my book that way. One of the greatest things, I'm actually going to give your audience a gift today, because one of the greatest thing I think is really, like I said, I'm really passionate about helping you find your passion, live your purpose, and make money doing it, make massive money doing it so you can support your family. So I created a workbook called I have a workbook for them that they can actually download. It's on my website. They can go to my website and download the workbook. I'm going to give it to you. It's embracethemirror.com/workbook/. And my email, my website is embracethemirror.com. But if you want the workbook, you go to embracethemirror.com/workbook/. Now, the workbook, what it's going to do, it's going to ask you these deeper questions, the five-step process, the questions that I literally sat down and asked myself in order for me to really discover who I was, in order for me to really, really figure out what was that thing that I needed to do to become that. And so that's what the workbook is about. It's walking you through that process. You know, in closing, I'd like to say that prior to me taking this leap, I followed Jack Canfield a lot. I don't know if you guys know who he is. If you don't know, mm-hmm. You should really take a look at him. And he would always talk about how amazing it was to do what you love, and he would be so excited. And he says, you know, the best day of your life is the day that you find your purpose. And he says, do what you love and you'll never work a day in your life. And I thought, well, what? That's just such crops. What do you mean you never work a day in your life? And I got to actually live that. But there was a process to get me there. And I have to tell you, Valerie, it is the most amazing thing when you are really doing work that you love and you are in alignment with who you are. And, you'll never work another day in your life.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. And you mentioned in closing, I just thought that I'd ask you, so everything that you've shared is so amazing and fantastic. So what's new with you in 2019?
Wow, 2019 is a big year for us. We have a lot of things that's new. One of the things that's new is I am actually launching my group coaching program. It's a signature group coaching program, the Abundant Life for Women. It's an 8-week program where I'm going to take you from the mindset where you at. It's the mindset and personal growth program. I'm going to take you from the mindset to where you are, to the mindset of being able to really create what you want, but you creating it with ease and flow. And Lisa's program this year, and Lisa Nichols' program this year, the Global Leadership Program, everyone kept saying to me, you know, you're the queen of wins and you make it look so easy, but there's actually a process that I've created that I work with that actually make it really easy and effortlessly to get you to step out of the overwhelmness of entrepreneurship and to be really able to have that mindset and be lasered focused on what it is that you need to do to grow yourself and grow your business. So I'm super excited about it. We still have a lot of work to do. We're having a beta group. So if anybody is interested and want to be a part of my beta group, I'll throw that out there. Go to my website, shoot us an email, and we'll put you on the waiting list for our beta group. So we're excited for that.
Well, thank you. And now that you mentioned that, can you share with us again the website address and your email address?
Okay, so my email address is Naomi Sodomin, N-A-O-M-I, Sodomin, S-O-D-O-M-I-N. I just lost. So it's Naomi at Naomi Sodomin. Naomi, N-A-O-M-I, at NaomiSodomin.com.
Great. Well, thank you so much. This has been a wonderful afternoon speaking with you, and you shared a lot of exciting things with my listeners. So I'm just going to wrap up and say what's coming next on my end, and I wanted to ask if you could just remain on the call, and then we'll close out completely in a moment.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. So in closing, I'm proud to announce that I've written my second book with my mother, Bernice Link. It's called The Unfinished Book. It's a glimpse into my mother's incredible life's journey. Now, next Saturday, we will not be airing because on December 15th, we have a Meet the Author book signing and a Write Your Bestseller and 1 hour free workshop. So we'll be at Frugal Bookstore at 57 Warren Street in Roxbury from noon to 2 p.m. Again, that's Frugal Bookstore, 57 Warren Street, Roxbury, Mass., from noon to 2. So please come out and join us and pass that on to your friends and family, and we look forward to seeing you. So, Naomi, once again, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your incredibly busy schedule and for sharing a wealth of information with my listeners.
Aw, thank you. I am really, really, really excited, and thank you so much for having me.
All right, you create a phenomenal day, and thank you so much.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.